This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last month, when the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade, abortion access became illegal or deeply uncertain, anyway, in almost half the country. And along with that, abortion care training has become incredibly difficult for medical students and residents to get. There are, of course, medical professionals who choose not to perform abortions and so don't necessarily need the training. But for those who do, they will now have to go to great lengths to get that part of their medical education. And as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explained, that is going to have implications for other kinds of OBGYN care.
Even before Roe was overturned, there was this big gap in abortion training for med students and residents. Medical Students for Choice is one of several programs across the country that helps connect them with clinics. And since the Supreme Court ruling, Executive Director Pamela Merritt has been busy working the phones.
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. So I am helping out with the intake conversations. And
the work has always been difficult, sending students hours away from where they live and coordinating transportation and lodging. But now the job's become even harder. On this call, she's setting up training for a student who lives in Texas.
Please keep in mind that, and you probably know this as well as anybody, that with the ruling, there are an increased demand on existing legal clinics.
Med schools aren't required to teach abortion training. And though residency programs are required to for accreditation, quality and intensity of training vary. One estimate shows that nearly 40% of residency programs do not offer routine access to abortion training. And Merritt says that was before the Supreme Court decision. Now,
we had to tell 50 med students that they weren't going to be able to receive in-clinic training for this year simply because the clinics are overwhelmed and, you know, universities are scrambling to try and save their residency programs.
Just like how people in some states have had to travel to clinics hours away or across state lines to get an abortion, aspiring doctors have had to do the same. And now they'll have to travel further.
It really could be like flying across the country.
Kristen Simonson is with the Ryan Residency Training Program, which helps hospitals implement OBGYN curricula. She says it's possible that students and residents in states limiting abortions or outlawing them altogether may not be able to learn how to perform them at all, because lawmakers could restrict abortion training at public hospitals and schools that are funded by state governments.
If their residents are considered state employees, if faculty are considered state employees, but then they're teaching medical students, you know, I think there's a lot of questions, a lot of questions with no answers.
Limited training could result in underprepared or unprepared doctors, especially in states where abortion is restricted to rare circumstances, like when a mother's life is in danger. Kavita Vinaker is an OBGYN and professor at UCLA.
I fear that, you know, in a field where repetition and volume are the main predictors of confidence and competence in any procedure, that competence and confidence will suffer.
Gaining that competence may become a bigger priority for students.
I think this is a huge concern for many, many medical students. And I think it's going to play heavily into how they apply to programs.
And where med students apply for residencies.
It's actually one of the first things I'm considering on where to apply.
Ian Peek is a fourth-year med student applying for residency. He's only looking in states like California, which has moved to protect abortion. This wasn't his original plan. He's always wanted to help patients in his home state of Oklahoma, where abortions are now illegal except to save the life of a pregnant person or if the pregnancy is the result of reported rape or incest.
It's very upsetting to know that I'm going to have to leave my home to pursue this or drop it altogether if I want to stay home. It's like that's the decision that you're kind of left with.
Years down the road, Peek hopes he can figure out some way to get abortion care to Oklahomans, even if he has to do it from afar. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.